In getting a context for today's reading, I think it's important to concentrate on one line from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, which we didn't read today, where he says, "Because you are God's chosen ones." The experience of forgiveness should have completely transformed us. What was humanly impossible because of sin and its effects on us now is possible because we are God's chosen ones. We can forgive because we have known forgiveness. Forgiveness came as a free gift. We didn't have to work for it. Nor should we require others to earn it from us. Not if we have truly known forgiveness. For the forgiveness we have received enables us to freely forgive others. Christianity aside, human wisdom already knows that we aren't meant to harbor grievances and hurts. The sages of the past and present have recommended the wisdom of renouncing the evils of resentment and anger. Sirach, in our first reading, calls them hateful things. But notice this reading in its argument to forgive does not appeal to human wisdom, but to our experience of God. The last line of the passage is the clue. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook failures. In considering today's gospel, it's good to remember that in chapter 18, we've had a long discussion about community life. The chapter began with the disciples' question, who is of greatest importance in the reign of God? Like many of us, they want to know about status and ranking. In response, Jesus places a child before them and invites us and them to see ourselves as children before God. We haven't earned favor and status from God. We are given it as a gift, the way little ones receive love from their parents. Our status comes from God, free of charge. No one is insignificant before God. No member of the community is to be overlooked, no matter how unimportant he or she seems to be. Previously, we read that the scattered sheep are to be sought out and returned to the fold. Just last week, we were told that erring members are to be approached and brought back to union with the community. And today, the commandment is to forgive. One commentator claims that the debt in question was the equivalent of 167,000 years of labor, 7 days a week. Another says it was $10 million. The point is that the servant could never have worked it off and had no way to pay it back despite his pleas. Nevertheless, the debt was forgiven, not based on any merit or promise of the servant, just the generosity of the master. Had the servant realized and taken in what had happened, he would have been changed by it. After all, instead of being in prison, he's free. His entreaties don't earn him forgiveness. The master was perfectly within his rights to hand him over to be sold and imprisoned. But since he did not forgive the petty debt of another, his actions show that he was never truly touched or changed by the forgiveness he himself had received. Reflecting on what God has done for us might also free us from the debts that we hold against others. Being changed by forgiveness is always available to us and can renew us and enable us to forgive. What experience have you had of getting something you didn't earn absolutely for free? Has anyone ever done something for you that you didn't deserve? and didn't even ask for. Those experiences might give us some insight to the unmerited gift offered to the servant in this evening's gospel. Too bad that he didn't let the forgiveness enter his heart and change it to make him more forgiving towards his fellow servant. To put it very simply, God makes the first move towards us, the gift of grace. We can't do a thing about forgiving injustices against us until we have received that gift, unwrapped it, and luxuriated in it. We know that it's not wise to harbor grievances. I repeat once more, our status comes from God, free of charge. May God give us the grace and the strength to be forgiving in our lives. Amen.